Yeah, Fire Escape says, I just wanted to have that really Swedish sound. You know what
Okay.
I mean when I say that? Like, it's like some kind of like folk
All right.
vibe to it. I grew up playing folk music when I was a kid. For 10 years, I played folk music and violin. So I think there's so many like beautiful melodies, and you know, there's a way of like telling a story that I wanted Fire Escapes to kind of represent that, and how like the soul in the song has that kind of, you know, energy. And the lyrics are very sad, but very also like they're written with kind of like a humoristic twist, you know. And so it's like, you know, about self-sabotaging and, you know, always trying to run away from yourself and, you know, not committing to your feelings because you're feeling so much at all the time, and it's just, you just get used to the chaos. You're almost feed off the chaos because you don't know anything else. So it's a very like vulnerable song, but it's also written with some kind of like humor in it, which I love because it's, you just got that energy, and then you have like the beautiful little like acoustic vibe that makes it less heavy.
And I also like your new song, Fragile Thing. Can you talk about writing that one?
I love Fragile Thing too. It's one of my favorites. It's just so cinematic, and I wanted to create something that had like that kind of like majestic outro and parts of the song that, when the music just speaks for itself and the melodies, you know. And also going back to that kind of poetic lyric, you know, like the way of like writing songs when it's just very, very poetic and beautiful. Yeah, so I do really love that. I think it's also maybe a very like Swedish way of writing in the chorus. Yeah, I just love, and there's a lot of harmonies in the outro, and like a lot of like oohs and ahs that you like barely hear, but they're like still there, and they do a lot. Just every single little melody just, you know, does a lot for that song.